Today's Shir's Masechta Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, six lines from the top Meisvei. In our previous Shir, we learned a machloikus of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan. The machloikus began by discussing the first subject of the Mishnah we learned in yesterday's Shir, which was Paleta Shechvazera. If a woman expels shechazera, semen that had entered her body, how long is that shechazera still considered viable? Because as long as it's considered viable, she still is tamei. That was the subject of our Mishnah. And we had a machloikus, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan. And that machloikus of Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan, where Rabbi Yossi says that it's tamei for a longer amount of time. The reverse says it's tamei for a short amount of time. Rabbi Yossi says it's tamei for a longer amount of time. Affected how we look at the schedule of what happened by Kabbalah's HaTorah. Whereas we discussed in the previous year, according to Rabbi Yossi, the schedule, everybody agrees that Kabbalah's HaTorah was on Shabbos. The machloikus is, how did that week look? And not to review the entire Gemara, just to repeat, Rabbi Yossi held that Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday and Kabbalah's HaTorah was on Shabbos. So actually Kabbalah's HaTorah was on 7 days in Sivan. And according to Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh was on Monday, and Kabbalah's HaTorah again was on Shabbos, which turns out to be 6 days in Sivan. Meisvei asked the Gemara on the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. The Pasuk says, regarding the mitzvah's Prisha, and again, the Machloikus says, when did the Prisha begin? Thursday, how many days was the Prisha? 2 days, according to Rabbanan, Friday and Shabbos, 2 days where people weren't allowed to have relations with the mouse, with their wives. And according to the Rabbanan, Prisha was 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So ask the Gemara, the Pasuk that discusses when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael that they should separate from their wives, the Pasuk says, V'kidashtem hayoyim u'machar, that Prisha should be practiced for 2 days. But as we just explained, according to Rabbi Yossi, Prisha was practiced for 3 days. So Kashla Rabbi Yossi, how will Rabbi Yossi understand this pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Amalach Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi answers, V'yoyim echad hoysim mosh medate. Indeed, Prisha was only supposed to be for 2 days, and Moshe Rabbeinu added a day. The Tanya, as the Brisa teaches us, Shlosh Dvarim Osa Moshe V'datoi, there are 3 things Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own. V'hiskama Kadosh Baruch Hu Imoi. But Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed that he accepted what Moshe Rabbeinu did. And one of them, the first of them that we're going to learn in our shir, is Hoysev Yamechem V'datoi. There should have been only 3 days of Prisha, 2 days of Prisha before Kabbalah's HaTorah. And he actually added one more day. Pirish min Isha, Moshe remained permanently separated from his wife. Once Moshe Rabbeinu started speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he no longer had relations with his wife after Kabbalah's HaTorah. And Shibres HaLuchas, and he broke the Luchas. So the Sefer in the back of the Gemara, Hagos Rav Elazar Moshe Horowitz, says there's a common denominator between all of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu did. They all came because of the issue that they all came from not knowing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. The first halach is that he added another day. Why did he add another day? For as we learned, according to this opinion, we have to be concerned for Paleta Shechvazera that they're going to still perhaps the women will expel Shechazera and they won't be able to be at Kabbalah's HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however, knows that this wasn't going to happen. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't require that extra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we're going to have to learn, did not require that extra day. Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife for the same reason. He didn't know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal himself to him, and therefore he felt he had to be tar every moment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that there would never be a problem, that he could still have relations with his wife, and still never, there would still never be a conflict with him being able to have to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the fact that he broke the luchas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Klal Yisrael was going to do tshuva. So what the Gemara means to say, he says, is that people are limited in what they know, and people, because they're limited, make certain decisions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who Baruch Hashem is, who we know is not limited, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything that was and will be, so he's not limited in his knowledge, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not limited in his knowledge, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell Moshe Rabbeinu to not tell us that we need to do these various things. So the first thing we learned was that Hoysev Yom Echem B'datoy, he added one day to the days of Prisha, my Dorish. From where did he take that? So he says, because the Pasuk says, Hayoim HaMochar. So Moshe Rabbeinu figured Hayoim Kamochar, that the days of Prisha have to be similar. Now, if the Prisha would start, as we learned in yesterday's Shir, in the morning, when Moshe Rabbeinu addressed Klal Yisrael, that day of Prisha would only be the daytime. We know that typically a day is 24 hours. Yes, and our days begin at night, as we spoke in the previous year. So he said, Malamachar, tomorrow is going to be a full 24-hour day Prisha. It'll be a day of Leiloi Imai. Af Hayoim, today also, the first day of Prisha, has to be Leiloi Imai. But Laila de Idna, today's night, when the Jewish day began, is already Nafgalei, is over, because Moshe Rabbeinu, as we just said, only spoke to them in the morning. Shema Mina, so Moshe Rabbeinu deduced that from here we must say, Trei Yoimei, that they have to separate themselves from the wives 2 days Levar Me'idna, besides today. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed? The Lo Sharya, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed did not bring the Shechina, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not actually conduct Kabbalah HaTorah at Tzarfa D'Shapsa. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to them Wednesday morning. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal original schedule, would have required that they should be separated from their wives till they should have Kabbalah HaTorah on Friday morning, Wednesday and Thursday. Yet, when was Kabbalah HaTorah? Kabbalah HaTorah was Shabbos. So we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to what Moshe Rabbeinu did, and when Moshe Rabbeinu added a day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed. So, why indeed did Moshe Rabbeinu do that? So he said, so I saw many pshatim. The Eretz Tzvi says pshat, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Klal Yisrael is going to be in Golos. And in Golos, we know, one of the big differences between us and Golos and Eretz Yisrael is that we have Yontav Sheni Shel Golos. As we discussed in yesterday's shir, the famous question of the Magen Avraham, that if Kabbalah HaTorah was on Zion Sivan, and we celebrate Shavuos on Vav Sivan, the answer is that, and we said many answers, the answer is that really Kabbalah HaTorah should have been on Vav Sivan. Moshe Rabbeinu pushed it off to Zion Sivan. Why did he push it off to Zion Sivan, which is not even Yontav in Eretz Yisrael, because it's Yontav in Chutz Laaretz, to show the importance of Jews in Chutz Laaretz, that even in Chutz Laaretz, we're obligated to keep the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Klal Yisrael are unfortunately going to live in a very difficult Golus. And even though we're going to live in this very gift, even though we're going to live in this very difficult Golus, we still have to never give up our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, I saw an interesting tshuva from the Chassam Sofer, the Shalos Tshuvos Chassam Sofer, Eirachayim Simen Kuf Mem Hei. Of course, he says, we have to be careful with all Yontov Sheni Shagolius. He says, but the Yontov Sheni Shagolius that has the most significance is actually Shavuos. Because the way we're learning this Gemara, Torah was really only given on the Yontov Sheni Shagolius. And that's why, if any time in the calendar of the year we have to show how important Yontov Sheni is, it's going to be on Shavuos. The Imri Emes has a different pshat. He says that what Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us, the concept of Kaddish Atzmecha B'Mutalach, that really the Yonta was supposed to be already a day earlier. But Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to show us that the proper way a Jew is supposed to live is to add Kedusha, to be Mufnim Mishur Sadin, to be set, especially careful. Another lesson, the way the Majid Tereb explains, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to teach Klal Yisrael, Ma hayoyim layli imoy. There's going to be times where Klal Yisrael is living in different difficult times. Laila represents difficult times. So he says, not only that when we live in a time when there's day and night mixed, when the day and the night looks like the day, because as the Gemara just explained, the day and night originally was the second, there were supposed to be 2 days. Wednesday was supposed to be a day, just by day, and Thursday was supposed to be day and night. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're receiving the Torah at a time where the time which is day and night looks like a day, which looks, this is equal to a time which is just as day. That's a wonderful time. But there's going to be a time, Moshe Rabbeinu said, where it's going to always be Laila Imoy. It's always going to be a time of just darkness. And still, we have to keep the Torah under all days. Continues the Gemara, or Pirish Min Isha, as we said, from when Klal Yisrael received the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu no longer had relations with his wife. My Dorish, from where, what was the basis for his behavior? Says the Gemara, Nosa Kal V'Chaymer Batzma. He made the following Kal V'Chaymer. Omer, Ma Yisrael Shloi Dibra Shchini Moam El Shoachas. We speak about Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only spoke to us once. The average Jew doesn't have the opportunity to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kavol HaZman, and they knew exactly when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to speak to them. Amr Torah, as we've been learning, the Torah says a person has to be, we have to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah HaTorah. V'hei Nechoinim, we have to be prepared. Al Tikshu, don't separate from your wives. Ani, Shekol Shah V'Shah Shechinim V'Daber Simi, I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speaks to me every moment. V'hei Nechoivel Yizman, and doesn't make a specific time when he will speak to me. Alach Kam V'Kama, certainly I have to be separated from my wife, that I should be tohar. So, of course, the Mefarshim ask an obvious question, that a woman, as we've been learning in our sugya from the beginning of the sugya, to become tohar has to separate from has to have no shichva zera come out from her body as long as it's viable, whatever the amount of time, as we've been discussing in our shiurim. However, that when we speak about Moshe Rabbeinu, he's a man. What does a man have to do? A man has to just jump into the mikveh. So Moshe Rabbeinu should have relations with his wife, jump into the mikveh, and be able to have relations with his wife. So the Ra'ah Rishon answers this question. He says a beautiful explanation. He says Moshe Rabbeinu learned from Kabbalah HaTorah that it's not enough just to jump into the mikveh and be able to have relations with his wife. What he knew, what he realized was that just like by Kabbalah HaTorah, we had to separate for 3 days. You can't just go into Kabbalah HaTorah without the proper preparation. So too, Moshe Rabbeinu realized that they have to be properly prepared to be makabel to every time you speak to Hashem, you have to be 100% properly prepared. And just jumping into the mikvah and then saying, okay, now I'm going to speak to Hashem, is inadequate. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed? The Ksiv, Lechem Elohem, Shuv Elohem La'Lechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told all of Klal Yisrael, you go back, and Ato, Poi Amoid Imodi, you stay with me. That means you don't go back to your wife. You have to stay with me. This the Amri, and some say, how do we know this? Because the Pasuk says that Moshe, in describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu discussions with Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with such a closeness, and therefore, because they spoke with such a closeness, he had to be always prepared for that experience. So if that's the case, that Moshe Rabbeinu made a Kal V'Chomer, so the Rishonim and the Achronim ask, a Kal V'Chomer, as we've learned throughout Shas, is a legitimate way of learning. So the Kal V'Chomer is a legitimate way of learning, so why is it considered Osam Midatoi? He came to a great Kal V'Chomer. So the Ritva answers, and the Ramban answers, that if this was a legitimate Kal V'Chomer, that Moshe Rabbeinu, because he has to always be prepared to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before Kabbalah Satayra as well. Yet we don't find that Moshe Rabbeinu had to separate from his wife before Kabbalah Satayra. So we see that it's not necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to have to be separated from his wife. It was his own Kal V'Chomer. Another, the Rabbeinu Tam, in Tosfos, the Remaskul V'Ata has a different explanation. If this was something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Kal V'Chomer is a real limud, so then we find that Aaron and Miriam were speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu. How did he separate from his wife? It was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to, a Kal V'Chomer. So they felt there's a rule, there's a concept. The way a person wants to live, that's the way he ends up going. So if Moshe Rabbeinu really wanted to separate from his wife, and then he found the Kal V'Chomer, so because of that, Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife. Of course, the Rishonim also point out, there's a famous machlokes when Yisroi came to the Midbar back to the Midbar with Tzipora and Moshe Rabbeinu's two sons, Gershom and Eliezer. And there are opinions that he only came after Kabbalah Satayra. So if he only came after Kabbalah Satayra, what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu decided to separate from his wife? His wife wasn't even there. So of course, the Mefarshim explained, it doesn't mean that he actually separated. His wife wasn't there for him to separate. What it meant was that Moshe Rabbeinu decided that he's going to separate from his wife. Another pshat that I saw from the Imre Emes, Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lechem Elohem, Shuv Lechem, everybody in Klai Yisrael should go back to having relations with their wives. You remain with me. So the Imre Emes says, pshat was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, if you will stay together with me, if Klal Yisrael will have a leader who will remain together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Klal Yisrael, Shvu Lehem L'Aleichem, they could go back home and they'll have great lives because Moshe Rabbeinu's connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mashpi on Klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara, Shibes Aluchas, he broke the Luchas, my Dorish. What was his, how did he came to make that act? Omer, he said, Uma Pesach, she'achd mitarig ha-mitzvahs. Pesach is only one of the tarig mitzvahs. Omer Torah, we know the Torah says, v'kom b'necha lo yoichel boy. Anybody who is an oivet avodah zarah may not participate in the eating of the Kavan Pesach. Here, Torah Kulakan, here we're speaking about the entire Torah that's going to be given in the Aseres HaDibros. And as the famous, as Rabbeinu Sadio Goyim teaches us, the famous Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon, he says that in the Aseres HaDibros you could find all Tayag mitzvahs. And there were Gedolei Yisrael who spent lifetime showing how you could find all Tayag mitzvahs in the Aseres HaDibros. And Yisrael Mumrim, they just worshipped the eagle. Alach Kam V'Kama, they are certainly not worthy to be Mekabel the Torah. U'menolon Dehiskam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yodai. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed? Shnemar Asha Shibarta. V'am Reish Lakish Yashikoyach Shishibarta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave him a Yishkoyach. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu need a Yishkoyach? We don't find that Moshe Rabbeinu gets a Yishkoyach for everything he did. All of a sudden here we find that Moshe Rabbeinu is getting Yashikoyach. So I saw that Moshe Rabbeinu, that Naf Yosef explains, that Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that what he did, that maybe it was just what he did was out of anger. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell him, no, you have nothing to worry about. You did the right thing. Again, as we said earlier, Tosfos asked the question that if Moshe Rabbeinu had a Kal V'Chomer to back up what he was doing, and a Kal V'Chomer is considered a legitimate Derech HaLimud, so why is it considered that he did it Me'datoy? So the answer is, Moshe Rabbeinu thought that Klal Yisrael weren't going to do tshuva. But Hashem knew that Klal Yisrael were going to do tshuva. If Klal Yisrael were going to do tshuva, there was no reason to break the eagle. So the Shari Yosha asked a Gevaldig Akasha. Yes, they did a terrible eagle, but because they did the Avera of the eagle, Klal Yisrael should be left without a Torah. So the Pasha Pshat is, Moshe Rabbeinu Chas V'Shalom's consideration was never that Klal Yisrael should be left without a Torah. There's no such a thing as Klal Yisrael being able to be left without a Torah. What he wanted was that they should do tshuva from the Chet HaEgel or get better, and then they'll be ready for the Luchas. However, he goes into a different pshat. He says that the difference, Gemara says, between the Luchas Rishonis and Luchas Achronis is the Gemara says, if they would have stayed with the Luchas Rishonis, nobody would ever forget anything they learned. So now, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu saw a terrible situation. He saw we could have a scenario where you have somebody who knows the whole Torah, because they wouldn't forget any of the Torah. And although he knows the whole Torah, he is still violating the Torah, because he saw that that's what happened now in Klal Yisrael, that they received the Luchas, they couldn't have forgotten them, and they still Bali Aveira. Moshe Rabbeinu cannot accept a world in which there are people who know the Torah and are Bali Aveira. So he preferred that Klal Yisrael get the Luchas Shnius, where the Luchas Shnius, you forget your learning. So yes, there are people, unfortunately, in Klal Yisrael who do Averis. But although they do Averis, they're not people who are Talmid Chachamim. I saw the Chashuki Chemed has an interesting discussion here. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu did not want the Klal Yisrael, the people who are Bali Avera, should receive the Torah. So he discusses, what is the halacha if somebody gives a shir and he has talmidim who are mechalalei Shabbos or other averus? Are you allowed to teach Torah to such a person? So he quotes his father-in-law, Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal. He says, Rabbi Yoshev felt that any person who comes to learn Torah, who shows an interest in learning Torah, you're never allowed to push away such a person, no matter what is his behavior. But then he quotes a Shas Tshuvas Mashag. The Mashag says that you're not allowed to teach a person Torah only while he's doing an Aveira. These people weren't doing an Aveira. They weren't doing Averis. People who come to Shir are certainly not doing Averis while they're listening to the Shir. And therefore, they're not considered people that you have to push away. The Eretzvi, the Kozlog of Arav, explains the Gemara as follows. He says, what is the difference between eating the Karban Pesach, where indeed the Gemara says, Kaben Nechel Yoichaba, versus the Torah, learning Torah even though you're Baal Aveira. He says, eating Karban Pesach means that you're absorbing Kedusha into your body. Absorbing Kedusha into your body, a person who's a Baal Aveira cannot have Kedusha, cannot have a carbon enter their body. However, when we speak about learning Torah, on the contrary, he says, learning Torah is what brings a person close to Hashem, and therefore such a person indeed should learn the Torah. So, I saw beautiful pshatim in this Gemara. The Torah, we know, ends with the words, L'enei l'chala yad chazaka, l'chala amayr gadol, asha osa moisha l'enei kol Yisrael. And Rashi says, l'enei kol Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Luchas. Now, we have to understand, the Torah ends with this. Is this the way that the Torah has to end? To remind us, Klaiso de Deavera, and Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas. Is that what we end the Torah with? The Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to teach Klal Yisrael that a Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu could have said that the Shevet Levi, Shevet Levi didn't do the Aveira, and because Shevet Levi didn't do Aveira, we'll give the Torah just to Shevet Levi. And the rest of Klal Yisrael should not be worthy to receive the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, I have to have a situation where all Jews are able to learn Torah. Why do I have to have a situation, Kol Yisrael, all Jews have to be able to learn Torah? Because Bereishis Bara Alakim. And the Gemara says, Bereishis B'shvil Yisrael, or B'shvil Shenikra Reishis, or B'shvil HaTorah Shenikra Reishis. The entire creation of the world was only because Klal Yisrael should learn the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And Moshe Rabbeinu said at this point, all of Klal Yisrael are not worthy of learning Torah. Just because Shevet Levi is worthy of learning Torah, that isn't good enough. The Marv Shemesh explains that the difference between the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Shenias are that the Luchas Rishonis were given B'midas Hadin. That's why it says that Klal Yisrael indeed said by Kabbalas HaTorah, Dabar ato imanu v'nishma, v'ayidabi imanu olakim penamas. We can't survive HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, Shir, that the Torah was given be'ema, be'pachad, be'resas. What? So Moshe Rabbeinu saw that a world of Torah, of Luchas Rishonis, of Din, is not a world that Klal Yisrael could survive. What could Klal Yisrael survive? Klal Yisrael could survive Rachamim. What do we find, says the Marv Shemesh, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the world B'midas, create the world B'midas Adin. He saw that the world Eina Meskayim, that the world cannot exist, so he made Midas HaRachamim. So just like, and that's the connection of Shibur HaLuchas, why did Moshe Rabbeinu break the Luchas? How did Moshe Rabbeinu take it upon himself to break the Luchas? The answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu recognized that Midas HaDin is not the world that Klal Yisrael could function in. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu did at the beginning of Parashas Bereishis. And that's the connection between Leinei Klal Yisrael, Shibur HaLuchas, and Bereishis, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world first with Midas HaRachamim, first with Midas HaDin, and then with Midas HaRachamim. Toshma. Continues the Gemara. The Pasuk says, that it means that on the third day there's going to be the Kabbalas HaTorah. But according to Reb Yossi, as we've been discussing, it was only on the fourth day. There were 3 days of Prisha. The Kashla Reb Yossi answers the Gemara. Harminim, we've already explained that Yom Echad Hoysa Moshe Veidatoi, the Moshe Rabbeinu added a day, meaning that really it was supposed to be on the third day, and that's as the Rishonim explain why the Pasuk says it that way, because that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's original intention. But Moshe Rabbeinu added a day, and there's an interesting medrash. The medrash says, "B'shosh Amar Moshe," when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ebruno, I want to go over, I want to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Heishalai HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hayoyim Koibel Alecha. The day says you shouldn't go. What's Pshat Hayoyim Koibel Alecha? So as we said earlier in our shir, that Moshe Rabbeinu added one more day to the Shlosh Megbalah to show the significance of Yontav Sheni Shogolius. We know that the Gemara says that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have entered Eretz Yisrael, there would have never been a Churban, there would have never been a Golus. And that's what the Medrash says the Sefer Chanukah Satorah. When Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hayoyim Koibel Alecha. The fact that you added a day to the Yimei Prisha is because you recognize there's going to be a time of Golus. If there's going to be a time of Golus, then you can't enter Eretz Yisrael, because if you're going to enter Eretz Yisrael, there can't be a Golus. Another point that the Ksav Sofer wants to make, that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara Masechta Nedarim, Daf Lamed Ches, Amud Aleph says, that Moshe Rabbeinu was given the ability of doing Pilpul HaTorah, to be Mefalpul, to say, to learn Torah B'Iyun. And the Gemara says, V'noag Tov is Ayin, V'nosl Kol Yisrael. Moshe was very generous, and he shared it with all of Kla Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Kla Yisrael, yes, to the Torah that you were going to receive, that wasn't going to be a Torah that is learned with such Iyun, 2 days of Prish is enough. But I'm giving you, says the Ksav Sofer, an extra gift. I'm giving you a koyach to be mefalpel in Torah. If you want to be able to be mefalpel in Torah, you need more time for preparation. You need that extra day. So continues the Gemara. Toshma, the Pasuk says, the Medrash says, Shlishi, Shlishi b'chodesh. When the Pasuk says it was on the third day, it was the third day of the month, the Shlishi b'Shabbos, which was also Tuesday, Kashl Rabbanan. Because according to Rabbanan, as we said, Rosh Chodesh was on Monday, so Tuesday was the second day of the month. Amalach Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan say, Hamani, who is the author of this, Braisa, indeed, it's Rabbi Yosihi. Says the Gemara, Shlish Lamai. It says, V'hi B'yoyim HaShlish. What is the third day? What was it for? L'chretanya, as the Braisa teaches us. V'yoshav Omas, Moshe, Estivari Omal Hashem. V'ksiv, the Pasuk says, the Moshe Rabbeinu responded, brought the words of the people to Hashem. V'ksiv Yagim Moshe Stivrei Amal Hashem. Ma'amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. So we have Moshe Rabbeinu is a messenger going back between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. And ask the Gemara, Ma'amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe? Ma'amal HaMoshe L'Yisrael? Ma'amal Yisrael L'Moshe? Ma'amal HaHoshe L'Pnei Gvura? What is this back and forth? Says the Gemara, Zu Mitzvah HaGbola. What they were discussing was the Mitzvah HaGbola. Now Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael the mitzvah of Agbala, and Moshe Rabbeinu went back and told Hashem that indeed Klal Yisrael accepted this mitzvah. Divrei Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, no. What happened was, B'tchila perish onshoi. First Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael the punishments for violating the Torah. The ksiv ha'yoshev Moshe. Dovah shemeshavvim da'at shel Moshe. Something that pushes away the people. Ulbsoif. And then Pirish Matan Schara, Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael the tremendous schar they'll get if they'll follow the words of Torah. The ksiv, v'yaged Moshe, Dvarim, Shemosh Chalibah, Shalodim Kagoda, like Gishmaki Gemara, like Kagoda Gemara, that was when Moshe Rabbeinu brought back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yikadamri, and there's an opposite approach. V'tchila Pirish Matan Schara, the ksiv, v'yoshev Moshe, Dvarim, Shemeshiv, and Datah Shalodim. First, Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael the beauty of a life of Torah, and then he spoke to them about the punishment. So we have a machlokes. How did it go? Did he speak first strong and then soft, or vice versa? So the Maral explains that the machlokes was what should be the last thing they hear: something that's tough or something that's not so tough. But I saw a beautiful vart from the Satmar Rebbe. The pshat that says that he spoke to them about the tough part of being Klal Yisrael first is because Klal Yisrael were considered gerim at that point. In fact, many of the halachas of how to become a ger are taught from Kabbalah Satorah. And the halacha is that when somebody comes and wants to be a ger, first you have to tell him how difficult it is to be a Jew. And then, if he still insists on being a ger, we tell him everything else. However, says the Satmar Rebbe, that's when an Akum comes and wants to become a Jew. So an Akum was supposed to try to convince, why do you want to be a Jew? But when a Jew, when the Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yakov come and want to be Jew, that, says the Satmar Rebbe, is not a person that you want to push away. That's a person that you want to draw near. And therefore, first what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He went and he taught them all about the beauty of Torah and that they should connect to the Heilige Torah. Toshma continues the Gemara back to the Machloikus of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan. The Braisa says, Shishi v'chodesh, when the Pasuk says it was the sixth day, it was the sixth day in the month, Shishi v'shabbos, which was the sixth day of the week, Kashla Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan hold the Rosh Chodesh was a Monday. So Friday wasn't 6 days in the month, it was 5 days in the month. And it says, the Gemara, Hanami Rav Yosihi. We're going to have to explain that this price also says the Rabbanan followed the opinion of Rav Yosi, where clearly Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. Ask the Gemara, Shishlamai, what does it mean that it was the sixth day? Rava Omar says, Rava Lechaniyosim. Because as we learned earlier, according to Rabbi Yossi, they arrived in the Midbar on Sunday. So 6 days after they arrived in the Midbar. Rabbi Yaakov Omar Lamasson. It was the sixth day from when they traveled. So according to Rabbi Yaakov, not only did they arrive at Sinai on Sunday, which according to Rabbi Yossi was Rosh Chodesh Sivan, but they also left their previous location on Sunday as well. Whereas according to the Rabbanon, they left the day before. What is this machlokes about? Says the Gemara, Gomefki b'Shabbos tomorrow. They're arguing on how did Klal Yisrael already in Mora receive the mitzvahs of the Torah. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says in the Tzeres HaDibros, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them about Kabbalah HaTorah, Kashet Tzivcha Hashem Alekecha. V'amar Yehuda Merav, Kashet. So where's the Kishat Tzivcha? They're only receiving the Torah now. So he explains, Kashat Tzivcha B'mara. Klal Yisrael had already received the Torah B'mara. The first Mandama holds, a Shabbos Tzivchid. They were told about Shabbos, but at Tchumim Lo Yifchid, they weren't told about Tchumim. And since they weren't told about Tchumim, there was no Issa Tchumim yet, they were allowed to travel on Shabbos. Or Masavar, at Tchumim Nami Yifchid, and therefore they weren't allowed to travel on Shabbos. Of course, there are many questions that Tosfos asks, that there are many other malachas that were involved in traveling. One is the malach of Aitzah. So there are those that want to say that they didn't have the malach of Aitzah until they actually received the Torah. And if you recall, when we started the Masechta, we learned that Aitzah is considered a malacha geruah, a weak malacha. And that those that want to explain that may be a reason why it's considered a weak malacha, because they only received this malacha later. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Shem Shmuel. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them all the malachas, why did this halacha of Tchumim taught them all about Shabbos, why Tchumim was left out? So Shem Shmuel says, what's the difference between Tchumim and all other malachas? He says, all other malachas are malachas that are said to all of Klal Yisrael. Tchumim is a very personal act. Every person has his own tchum. So before Kabbalah Satorah, there was a concept that we were all part of one nation. But this concept that each one of us has his own kedusha only came by Kabbalah Satorah. And therefore, Tchumim, which represents that, could only be taught by Har Sinai. Toshma, says the Gemara, the Braisa says, Nishan Shabbat Yotzi Yisrael Mitzrayim. the Nissan, the Klai Yisrael left the Mitzrayim. Baba also shechtu b'schayim. On the 14th of Nissan, they shechted the Karm Pesach. U'b'chamisha also yotzu. They left Mitzrayim 15 days in Nissan. U'l'erev lok b'chayrus. And that evening, the b'chayrus were killed. Ask the Gemara, l'erev salka daitach. Does it mean that they were only killed the night after the 15th? U'l'mi b'erev lok b'chayrus. They were already the night after the 14th, before they left in the morning. Vayisayim, says the Braisa, Chamish b'Shabbos hayo. That day that they left Mitzrayim was a Thursday. And in fact, Taisa says, based on seeing that Thursday was Kabbalah Satayra, it must have been that Shabbos, the Thursday was Tezvav Nissen, Shabbos was Yud Nissen, and in Yud Nissen is the day where Klai Yisrael were told to bring to prepare the animal for the Korban Pesach, and that's why so it was a Shabbos, and since it was a Shabbos, that's why that Shabbos is known as Shabbos HaGadol. So of course the question is, so it has nothing to do with Shabbos, it has to do with Yud Nissan. So why is it connected to Shabbos? Yud Nissan should be considered a Yontif. So there's the famous explanation, because that Shabbos is Shabbos HaGadol. And the day the rabbi says Gadol, the rabbis say long speeches. But I saw the Levush says a beautiful pshat. He says that the Mitzrim, when they saw that the Jews tied their sheep to the bed, came to their fathers and said, "What's going on here? What are they tying the bed?" And they found out that Klai Yisrael is going out of Mitzrayim and the Bechayrim are going to be killed. What's pshat? So he explains that the Mitzrim knew that Jews on Shabbos aren't allowed to tie something. So how are they tying the sheep to the bed? It must be, as we discussed when we learned this earlier in Amasechta, that it's not a Kesher Shel Kayama. They're going to untie the sheep and bring them as a Korban Pesach, and the Bechayrim will be killed. And as we say, L'makim b'tzrayim b'b'chayreyim, when the B'chayrim heard this, the B'chayrim killed out many people. They said, "Why are you not worried about us?" But what do we see? That the entire Nes only occurred because they knew it was Shabbos. So that's why it's not just Yud Nissan that's represented, it's Shabbos that's represented. V'yisiyoyim chamish b'Shabbos hayo. So now the Gemara makes its point. Midv chamisa b'Nissan chamish b'Shabbos, if 15 days in Nisan is on a Thursday. Reish Yehuda Yarcha, 16 days later, is because Nisan is always a 30-day month, is going to be on Shabbos. Reish Yerchad and Sivan, and Reish Chodesh Sivan, which is going to be 29 days later, because Iyar is always a Chasser month, is going to be Sunday. Kashel Rabbanan, who say that Reish Chodesh was a Monday, answers the Gemara, Amlok Rabbanon, Ayyidah Hishate Vrua Brua. That year they made Iyar into a 30-day month, and that's why we could understand that Rosh Chodesh was on Monday. Brings the Gemara Toshma, I'll bring your Raya, the lawyer Brua, that they did not extend that year Iyar. Says the Gemara, because Nissan Shabbat Yotzi Yisrael Mitzrayim, the Nissan, the Klai Yisrael left the Mitzrayim, Baba also Shachtu B'chseim, on the 14th day they brought the Karm Pesach, B'chamisha also Yotzu, L'erev Laka B'chayrus. Ask the Gemara the same question that we had before. L'erev Salka Datach. Did they bring their Korban Pesach? The B'chayrim died the night after? L'ami B'erev Laka B'chayrus, the night before. Says the Brice of Oysa Yom Chamish B'Shabbos Oya. It was a Thursday. Hishlam Nissen. V'ir Iyar Elias B'Shabbos. It says Iyar was on Shabbos. Chasi Iyar. Iyar is a 29-day month. V'ir Sivan. Lias Be'echad B'Shabbos. So it says clearly in this Braisa that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday. Kashel Rabbanan, who say that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Monday. So Rabbanan, I'm going to have to respond. Hamani, they're going to have to say that this Braisa is following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Omra Papa, Toshma. The Pasuk says, V'yovim me'elim, V'yvoi kol das b'nei Yisrael, B'chamisha osu yoyim l'chodesh Hasheni. Klai Yisrael left Elim, and they came on the 15th day of the second month from when they left Mitzrayim. Vayisayim, and the 15th day, Shabbos Hayah. The Ksiv, Uboiker, Risa Miskvayr Hashem, the Ksiv, Sheshes, Yomim Tilkadua. that the demand began falling on a Sunday, the next day. If the 15th day in Iyar was Shabbos, Reish Yirchad Sivan is going to be on Shabbos because Iyar is 29 days. Kasha L'Rabbanon that say that Iyar, that Reish Chodes Sivan was on Monday. And says the Gemara again, Amalach Rabbanon, Iyar Dahai Shata Ivru Abroad. They made Iyar a 30-day month, and that's why Reish Chodes was on Monday. Amalei Rav Chanim Chazonol Ravashi, Toshma. The pasuk says, "Vehi b'chaydish harishin b'shana shenish b'echel chaydish hukam hamishkan." It speaks about Rish Chaydish that the Mishkan was put up on the first day of Nisan, almost a year after they left Mitzrayim, 2 weeks short. Tana. So the Gemara, in describing that day, says, "Oysa yoyim notal asar atoros." That day was a very special day. It took 10 crowns. Rishon l'mashter b'reishis. It was the same as Sunday was the day where Bris Oilam began. Rishon Nesim, it was the first day where the Nesim started bringing their kabanas. Rishon Kuna, it was the first day that the Kahanim started doing their Avoida. Rishon Avoida was the first day that they started bringing kabanas. Rishon Liridus Eish, it was the first day that Kadosh Baruch Hu sent the fire from Shemayim to the Mizbeach. Rishon L'chilas Kachim, it was the first day where you could eat Kachim. Rishon Lishkan Shechina is when the first day of Kadosh Baruch Hu brought a Shechina on the Mishkan. Rishon L'varach Yisrael, it was the first day where the Kahanim could start benching Klal Yisrael. Rishon L'Isra Abomas, it was the first day where Abomas became prohibited. Once you had the Mishkan, you couldn't bring carbon anymore on the Bama. And Rishon L'Chadashim, Rish Chodesh Nissan, HaChodesh Hazel Lechem, is the Rishon L'Kol Chodesh Hashanah. So now the Gemara makes its point. If that year Rosh Chodesh Nissan was on a Sunday, it must be the Shtakid last year Rosh Chodesh Nissan was Revi'i B'Shabbos. Must have been on Wednesday. The Tanya, Acherim Oimrim, Ein Bein Tzeres LaTzeres. If you want to know when Shavuos is going to be next year, or you want to know when Rosh Hashanah is going to be next year, it's always going to be 4 days pushed off. Ela Arba Yom Bilvad. Why? Because the Jewish calendar has 354 days. So 350 is divisible by 7. But you're going to have a remainder of 4. The remainder of 4 is the 4 days between the years. And now, if it's a Shana Muberes, if it's a leap year, there's going to be 5 days, because a leap year has an extra other, and the extra other is always a month of 29 days. So again, 28 is divisible by 4, and you have a remainder of 1, that's that one extra day. So if Nisan of the first year began on Wednesday, so then based on this, have Leyesh Yarcha the Iyah Mal Shabsa. Rosh Chodesh Iyah is going to be an Erev Shabbos. Reish Yarcha the Sivan and Rosh Chodesh Sivan is going to be on Shabbos. Kasha Bein Rabbi Yossi Bein Rabbanon, because Rabbi Yossi says Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday and the Rabbanon say it was on Monday. Answers the Gemara. The way it comes out that way is if the year is 354 days. And how is that year going to be 354 days? If you have the 12 months of the year, 6 of them being 29-day months, and 6 of them being 30-day months. But says Rabbi Yossi, that year, Shiva Chasaron of it, they made 7 29-day months, and 6 30-day months, and that the year was therefore a day shorter than usual, and therefore everything happened 1 day later in the week than we said before. And according to Rabbanon, Shmoyne Chesorim Ovid, that year they made 8 29-day months, so everything is pushed back by 2 days, and that's how we could have everything, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, according to Rabbanon, be on Monday.